Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 23rd, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices about Virginia's waters, from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. The August 17th Lynchburg News in Advance reported that 26 Virginia localities have sent agricultural drought emergency requests to the governor's office, and the director of communications for the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services said that many more requests are expected. After state agency review, the governor may submit a request to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for local disaster declarations. A local declaration makes farmers in the locality eligible to apply for low-interest federal loans. On August 16th, the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality released for public comment a proposed settlement with a $15,099 fine for the March 26, 2010 derailment of a Chesapeake and Albemarle Railroad train over the Intracoastal Waterway in Chesapeake. The derailment, which left the locomotive dangling from a trestle for most of one day, led to a spill of about 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel into the waterway. The settlement requires approval by the State Water Control Board, which is expected to consider the matter in September. In mid-August, several news stories reported blooms in Chesapeake Bay waters of the reddish-colored algae Cochlidinium, which forms the so-called mahogany tide. This summer's hot temperatures, combined with heavy rainstorms that wash nutrients into bay waters, have created good algal growth conditions. Blooms have been observed in the bay from Matthews County to Norfolk, in the Elizabeth, James, Nansemond, Pocosin, and York Rivers, and in Mobjack Bay. According to Margaret Mulholland, an algae scientist at Old Dominion University, it's not known if blooms are getting larger over the years. On August 19th, the Newport News Daily Press reported that crabbers in Virginia and Maryland were reporting excellent harvests, reflecting the significantly increased blue crab populations seen in surveys this past winter. But a reduction in the number of crab processing plants in the Hampton Roads area over the past 20 years, as crab harvests declined, has made it hard for some Virginia crabbers to find a market for their 2010 harvests. According to the Virginia Marine Resources Commission, the number of crab processing facilities in Virginia decreased from 51 in 1990 to 26 in 2008, as crab harvests declined from 52 million pounds in 1990 to 17 million pounds in 2008. And our last news item updates a previously reported item on the state budget surplus. On August 19th, Governor McDonnell announced that Virginia had a $404 million surplus for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2010. Earlier on July 14th, the governor had announced that the Commonwealth expected a $220 million surplus based on tax collections. The additional $184 million resulted from unspent funds that had been allocated to state agencies. Based on the new figure, Virginia's Water Quality Improvement Fund will receive $36.4 million. The fund was established in 1997 to help pay for projects that reduce nutrient loads to the Chesapeake Bay. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 10 seconds and see if you can guess what's making the rapid tapping sound. If you guessed a fish, you're right. You've been listening to sounds made by the striped cusk eel, a small fish common in Atlantic coastal waters from New York to Florida. The fish is believed to use the sounds during courtship and mating. Thanks to Rodney Rountree of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst for permission to use this recording from his Fish and Other Underwater Sounds website. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between August 25th and August 31st. On August 26th in Richmond, the State Water Control Board is holding two public hearings. First, on a proposed amendment to the general permit for sewage discharges less than or equal to 1,000 gallons per day. And second, on a proposed amendment to the general discharge permit for seafood processing facilities. For more information, phone George Cosby at 804-698-4067. On August 30th, in Clarksville, the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation will give a presentation on a marina facility proposed for future development at Okunichi State Park in Mecklenburg County. For more information, phone Danette Poole at 804-786-1119. Also on August 30th, at the Hyatt Regency Crystal City Hotel in Arlington, the U.S. EPA is holding a public hearing on proposed new regulations for coal combustion byproducts, or coal ash. This is one of five public hearings being held nationwide during the 90-day public comment period, which ends September 21st. For more information, phone Bonnie Robinson at 703-308-8429. And on August 31st in Glen Allen, the newly created State Water Supply Plan Advisory Committee holds its first meeting. For more information, phone Scott Cudless at 804-698-4456. Finally, in upcoming educational and recreational events, on September 2nd in College Park, Maryland, the Chesapeake Research Consortium is holding the Chesapeake Bay Forecasting System Workshop. The workshop will show how the system can be used for local, short-term forecasts of water quality, harmful algal blooms, and other conditions. The workshop includes sessions on the Rappahannock and James Rivers. For more information, phone 410-798-1283. On September 15th to 17th in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, the Potomac Headwaters Resource Conservation and Development Council is holding Growing Communities on Karst 2010, the Great Valley Water Resources Science Forum. Virginia presenters include Clark County and the Northern Shenandoah Valley Regional Commission. Registration is due by September 1st. For more information, phone Olga Adams at 304-267-8953, extension 5. And last, here's a chance for some education, recreation, and public service. From September 1st through October 31st, at water sites across the Commonwealth, Clean Virginia Waterways at Longwood University is organizing the Virginia Waterways Cleanup. For more information, phone 434-395-2602. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.